Theoretically, we should get this to work.
Be advised. Graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
Are you okay?
Timing is everything. Hey, you got a penny?
Penny for your thoughts? Typically, it's
half dollars
do actually.
You look gay, Bordeaux. Yeah, well, anyway,
you make it sound
hello, everybody watching. Hello, Jennifer. Hello, Janelle.
Yes.
No, I'm not ready to update. God damn it.
That's the other thing you have that. Keeps getting
it's Kapersky.
It's
Kapersky. My antivirus keeps telling me to update.
You haven't done it yet. You had it out this morning and you could have done it.
I was pulling shit for my other side gig.
Your next wedding?
My next wedding is your guys's.
Oh.
And we haven't even sat down and talked yet.
I feel like that should be something we should do.
Really fucking soon?
I mean, typically, yeah.
I'm done.
I mean, you made the wedding page group chat like a year ago. And you haven't like even sat down to talk to the guy that's going to be doing the wedding.
Technically, talk to you every Friday.
But not in an official capacity.
Well, you're doing
special. Well,
when do you want to set up a official capacity?
The date he doesn't work.
What? Who?
F.
I'll have to look it up again. We'll just let it go. I'm not worried about it. Yeah, I know. It's horse shitty, but
Facebook.
No, it's on the computer. It's an actual setting.
Four people watching.
Nice.
Sorry, I know I'm ugly.
Man.
I don't know. According to the other person, you weren't ugly.
No, that was me.
No, Paul has
The crackhead, the not crackhead,
the crackhead.
Methany.
Yep.
Methany. Yeah.
Paul has a little admirer from down there.
A gas station crack whore.
A gas station.
Crack station gas. Kraken.
Kraken.
Well, we were advertising the other day. Where were we?
Advertising.
How the fuck? Yeah, where were we?
I don't remember where the hell we were. We've been a lot of places.
We were at a store. And we were both wearing our shirts.
Okay.
And we were talking to the guy, and he's like, yeah, you don't want to end up on your podcast. And for a minute, I totally spaced that we were wearing the shirts.
So did I. Well, I'm thinking,
and I'm like, how the hell do you know? I'm thinking to myself, how the hell does this guy know we have a podcast? And I looked down, and I seen it on my shirt. I'm like, oh, what a fucking dumbass.
Dermash.
Yeah, Dumas. But we were in a store somewhere.
your wisdom highlights are showing.
Yeah, they're going to be gone this weekend.
He's biting the bullet.
I'm going to try some artificial intelligence.
Artificial color. He's no longer going to be black and white.
What color are you going?
Well, I've got brown hair, so I'm going to do... Well, I'm doing the just for gray, the touch of gray just for men. To try to get this to be not so...
Well, hello, oh great.
The look of a bitch.
She's going into heat.
Yeah, she's going into heat.
Come here, kitty.
So that's why she's being all...
Daddy has died
when heat. No, we're not going to... No, because if... No. No, god damn it. I had this fixed.
I forbid it's just a blank there.
I swear it wasn't me.
I didn't say it was you.
You're so moody.
She's going into heat, and you're becoming an asshole, so it kind of switched out.
Yeah, it even just went well. You know no longer.
I mean, she's got a point. That bitch is
only 14 years old.
I'm only good when I have food. Trees, hairball trees.
Or when you're horny.
Or when she's in heat and auntie's not here to baby her.
Or when you're horny. Why are you sending me all these foods?
Because...
Hi, Primal!
Who?
Primal on Twitch.
Oh. Okay. Are you Twitch bitch now?
Technically, no.
Can you even see... How did you?
I know the green print, and I have, from what I can see, it looks like ink at the end, and I only know one person.
Well, how do you know it's that person? It might not be that person.
Then I seem like an asshole. Well,
fair enough.
So it ain't stretching out too far.
I have two pairs of glasses. Which ones would you like to go over?
Probably I don't want to get stronger. But it's over there. I don't want to get up.
Fine, if you put these over here, you might have...
Oomph. A magnifying glass in you?
Yeah. Or go. Very interesting.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I am living the fucking dream. One nightmare at a time.
This sounds right.
I honestly have not found anything decent in the way of Florida shit lately.
Don't worry.
We heard some stuff on...
I got you.
...the radio for Florida. It was awesome. Do you remember what it was saying, though?
Which one? There was two of them.
Either one. They were
so,
good.
Keep it classy, Florida via Crystal this time. Mm-hmm.
Hang on.
Do we have to do the... Well, we might want to do the shout-out to the radio station. Just being like, hey, look, we really didn't do the research. These guys did. I mean...
I don't even remember who the...
Was it the same one? Was it the same one that shafted us the first time?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't know. I don't remember which one.
I don't remember which one it was either, but I called them out like three weeks in a row. We still haven't gotten a phone call from them.
FM 106 or was it JBL?
No, it was down in Rockford.
No, it was down in Rockford.
Was it the Hog?
No, that's out of...
No, the Hog is...
Yeah, it's out of Rockford.
The X.
Yeah, well, I don't know what... Anyway.
1049?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember.
1049, 1059.
Bro, that was back when I was drinking.
Not too long ago,
then. I know.
Because I'm trying to find the exact one.
So, did you get lucky lately, Tech Pitch?
Yeah.
Nice.
Unfortunately, I hate using condoms.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. I'm not dealing with that. I got fixed and voila.
Hopefully, I'm going to get lucky tonight.
Providing I don't.
I know I won't.
Well, yeah, you gotta work. I feel for you, bro. I really do.
Wake up at like 3:30. Again, I'm at work at 4.
Found it.
I'm up at 2, and I'm at work by 4. I work 10-hour days.
So, right. 4 to 9, for the most part.
You don't have a 45-minute ride in, though. Yeah.
Details.
I can't read what he wrote. Can you go up to Twitch? You're closer.
Tech Ventures also.
Hold on. So what's on tonight's agenda?
Milwaukee.
It's
No. It's Milwaukee.
But I'm
kind of like Brittle.
But I'm gonna cover the Florida news. Drunk woman spotted driving on 3 tires.
Oh, it was that one.
In Pinellas County, told deputies she was unaware. She didn't notice. I mean, your car's missing a tire.
But now, in all...
Remember to give the shout out.
It was JJO, right?
Yeah.
Originally from JJO.
Okay.
Here's your sign.
But now, here's the thing. It is theoretically possible if the car is moving fast enough in a straight line and the rear wheel, one rear wheel comes off, it can stay balanced.
Thing is, if you're going that fast and you're not noticing the woof when it originally fucking comes off,
you might not.
Or you don't notice the sparks.
Like I said, if you're running fast enough and the back tire comes off, it could theoretically stay level.
But it depends on how fast she's going. I could barely get into this I just read the thing before we could get into any more of the details.
I'm sorry.
So you're like hypothetically putting this in there. Right, I'm like,
well, then fucking read and let's.
I mean, you got to be going a pretty decent speed though, if you don't feel it. The whole.
Oof. Well, yeah, that issue is so fucking drunk.
The drunk part is where I'm at. She didn't fucking. This girl's probably plastered through.
Wait, it was from Florida?
Yes.
She ate the fish.
That's California.
No, bees this is in fish. Fish
Seminole,
or bees in California. Florida. Bees or fish in California.
Yes.
We're talking about cocaine fish in Florida.
Yep.
Because this happened in Florida. Uh-huh. Go to sleep.
Seminole, Florida. A 49-year-old Seminole...
Wait.
You could sleep. It's okay. 49-year-old...
I prefer not to fall asleep on air.
Fair. A 49-year-old Seminole woman told deputies she didn't realize she was driving around on 3 tires on Monday. Literally this last Monday.
Nice!
According to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department, officials arrested Ann Louise Keller. I'll let you
Metheny.
No, it's not Metheny.
It looks like a dude.
It kind of does. It kind of looks like a mullet thing going on
it's
here.
It's a dude.
I'm just going to change on her.
Lady looked like a dude.
She got some decent highlights, though.
I give him credit.
Does she have any tits?
I can't see that.
Okay. Probably not, man. They're probably skeeter bites.
Oh, okay.
She's probably also like 4'3", which would give you a free pass.
No, I'm good.
Officials arrested Ann Louise Keller after receiving multiple 911 calls reporting that she was driving a dark gray Nissan Rogue recklessly with no passenger side front tire.
Oh yeah, you'd feel that one.
So we are completely off. I'm thinking maybe a back tire too. Because we did turn on the radio and we caught half.
They said front tire on the radio.
Did they? I really wasn't listening.
Either way.
I think it was riding off that.
I was also on the phone with my dad because he had to call and talk some shit, so.
I got nothing.
My dad's good at just calling and, well, you broke the transmission on your Jeep again. Bitch, I'm going down there to get it. Calm down. Sorry.
Well, I keep telling you, if you quit driving it like you stole it.
I know, doing 90 on fucking I-90. Just because.
Good thing she wasn't on the 104.
Right?
First off, you know how they drive going
on 9.
Okay, let's just be honest here. 75?
From here to Rockford, you got to do at least 80.
Exactly.
Once you get south of Rockford, picture Mad Max. Everything is out the fucking window. And it's as fast as you can.
Yeah, I tried doing 75, okay? Straight through to my job. Motherfucker, I almost got hit several fucking times. I'm like, nah.
Well, if you get out of the middle lane.
Worst part is I was on the side. I was on the right fucking lane.
Oh, yeah, they don't give a shit.
I was in the slow lane. And like,
and 75 is slow.
75 is just the minimum.
Minimum is actually 45.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Okay, I want to see someone do 45 on that goddamn highway down there.
All
right. No, bam. No, I choose life. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you keep breaking the transmission in your Jeep, but that's beside the point.
I only broke the transmission in the Jeep once. The van I broke once. Actually, I wasn't even driving the van. You were. When it went down.
It like
she
owned it.
So, the him.
I drove it like I stole it, though.
And then.
So, NASCAR style.
I got originally to the car accident with the Subaru. Well, nope. The transmission went out of the Subaru about a year before my car accident with the Subaru. So that was bad. So we placed that. And then the Ford Freestyle.
Freestyle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ford Freestyle looks like a SUV looking thing.
So like your tracker.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that transmission was not my fault because the shutoff valve, in case something happens, you have one in every vehicle. Mine had a recall on it, so it kept killing it. Fucked up the transmission.
Badal.
But anyway, according to authorities, deputies spotted Keller driving south on Hamel Boulevard. The sheriff's office says deputies conducted a traffic stop to conduct a welfare check. I feel like there should have been more.
A lot more.
But wait, there's more.
They spoke to Keller. They smelled alcohol. She admitted to drinking and told deputies she was unaware the tire was missing.
At that point in time, you need to call the DD before you leave your...
I feel like you need to do like a 4-point check on your vehicle just to make sure your tires are there.
Fluids, brakes...
Wheels.
And now wheels.
Keller failed a field sobriety test and had unsteady bloodshot eyes. According to PCSO, deputies say her breath alcohol concentration.
Her breast alcohol
concentration? Breath.
Okay. I had to itch my ear, so I had to pull this out for a minute.
Her breast alcohol got issues. Was 0.160. The legal limit for drivers in Florida is 0.08.
It's 0.08 nationwide.
Yeah.
Like,
unless you're in really Kentucky, is, then.
Unless you're a pilot, then it's 0.04, but we're not going into there because.
Unless you're from Kentucky where it's 0.95, depending on how good looking your sister is.
Oh, I thought that was Alabama.
Either way.
Somewhere down there.
Deputies found 4 empty Busch Light beers in a bag on the passenger side.
That's not beer.
That's fucking disgusting.
That's almost as bad as butt wipe.
And the worst part is, the receipt showing the purchase date of the same day at 3:43 p.m. So she busted herself. How long have you been drinking since I bought the beer? It's pretty much what it was. So she got arrested on the 10th. Sometime after 3:43 p.m.
Probably 3:45.
I mean, she chugged that motherfucker.
If it's Bush, yeah, you can drink that shit like water.
That's just gross.
Beer in general is nasty.
Not all of it's bad.
I don't know. I have to say New Glarus is... is my exception for beer.
And that's
the what?
K-U-L.
Sounds like a...
That's...
I'm not going to say what that sounds like.
But... I mean... I have some things. But, you know, there's a few things that make people go, what I do. How about Jacksonville?
Hey, do you know your hand is bisexual?
It has to be. How about this? I do a squeaky clean I do. Jacksonville couple gets married in a car wash.
I got nothing.
And you guys want to get married at a hotel.
Not a hotel.
Well, it's a...
resort.
It's a resort.
Beautiful. Literally, Jacksonville,
you
Florida.
Know, the thing of it is, though, for what you guys spent for that resort, you could have gotten married over at Milford Hills, and we could have had a fucking blast of a time, and they would have catered it.
It is kid-friendly, but I don't trust personal voter with anything there.
I don't even know where Milford
Hills. I didn't even think of Milford Hills.
I don't even know where that was.
Because I could bring anything on my wall and we could go have fun. I do. That's the one thing. I want to do a wedding at a range.
Dude, I'd love to.
I know.
Maybe on our 10 year.
Maybe.
Our 10 year, we might end up doing it at a range. So we can.
Oh, vow renewal?
Yeah. So we can go out and do Tannerite and fucking. I do. Poo.
Oh. I got some old.
Staying alive. Staying alive.
Boom.
Anyway, so one local couple is celebrating finding their unique way to tie the knot on Sunday, December 3rd. So this was last year. One of News 4. Jack's co-workers, so literally works for the news agency.
Oh boy.
Bruce Melvin married his sweetheart of more than 5 years in a car wash.
Well,
a car wash?
How do
you read
work?
I said that correctly, and I read that correctly.
I want to see the video on this.
Yeah,
I have a video. I do have a video on here
of the ceremony, though.
I have a video. The news anchors are talking and they're annoying me. So I will let you see here in a minute.
Forward it to me. I want to, like, are they standing in the car wash? Are they all crammed in the back of an Astro van going through the car wash?
It looks like they're going through it. Like they're sitting in the car. I don't understand why.
Because maybe that's where they first met. I mean, if we were to get married and where we first met, we'd have to go to a funeral home.
Think of JJ's, Mike's Roadhouse when it was down here. That was where the conversation came in with Rope.
Bruce and Ingrid said they thought of a few different types of weddings. Yeah, I know. All in which would cost a lot of time and money. They decided to start with a clean slate and landed on a simple, unique option. The car wash. How does that become an option? Just...
Well, you think about it cost you $15 for the deluxe. I mean...
Fucking God. For some background, Bruce said Ingrid gets her car washed almost daily, so it's an important place for her.
Who the fuck has got that kind of money to wash their car daily?
I'm working on that. I don't know.
Well, actually, no, because my brother's got a a thing and you pay like $30 a month and you get unlimited car washes.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, the average car wash being about $12,
you would have to go more than once a month to make it worth it.
You'd have to go, yeah, you'd have to go like 3 times a month.
And you'd obviously make it worth it. So, yeah. If you're going almost daily, you're definitely getting your money worth if you get something like that. They're sitting in a car.
Okay.
How weird is that?
Yeah, and the reverend, the guys in the back, yeah.
He said he also said the idea suited them because they love to think outside of the box and have a one-of-a-kind experience. The two even met speed dating 5 years ago.
You know, I have never done speed dating.
That is all that article says. I have never done speed dating.
Because I think the thing it is we live in the middle of fucking nowhere. When I was single, there wasn't shit in Janesville as far as that. And the fuck if I'm driving to Madison?
Oh, God, you're driving to Madison?
Yeah. Just saying. But that's okay. I go to a funeral for my roommate and I meet drunk bitch. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm special.
I have one more in Florida.
Yes.
And this
ow,
one. Baby. This one is going to tickle your fancy. Woman claims God told her to shoot drivers because of the eclipse.
This is the other one. This
found
the other
it.
One from JJL.
No, the other one was tipped $1,000.
I think $1,000 I've seen. I think I've seen that. We got.
He asked what the agenda was for tonight.
No, on the upper left-hand side of you, the Twitch. And
yeah,
the,
it pops up the information so they see it. It's okay.
I know what it is. I'm just making sure that, you know, had to shoot drivers because of the eclipse.
In Bonifay, Florida.
So that people got to stop eating fish down there.
There's another one on JJO. I haven't found the details for it about this girl tipping $1,000 to a Mexican restaurant. It wasn't Taco Bell, but my brain went Taco Bell. And now she's suing to try and get it back.
There had to be a lot of alcohol involved in that.
She said we were all going to die for the rapture. We're moving on. But this one. A woman checked out of a Florida hotel and told staff she was going on a God-directed shooting spree because of the solar eclipse. Then shot two drivers on the Interstate 10 before being arrested and charged with attempted murder on Monday. Go fucking figure.
And let me guess, she did it all while driving on three wheels.
No, this one. This is Talon Nickel Celstein. Oh my God, fuck that name.
A 22 German black person?
Maybe. She's 22 from Georgia.
Oh, flame of the tree don't branch. Gotcha.
So, Jamie, if you know these people, let me know.
Yeah, that is kind of scary.
But she entered the highway 115 miles from the Alabama border in the Florida panhandle headed west. Within 5 miles, she fired into a passenger car several times, spraying auto glass and grazing the driver in the arm. The department said in the statement. Then she fired at a second vehicle, hitting the driver in the neck. Shit.
There's scary shit going on.
No shit. The driver was injured and treated at the hospital. No shit. If you're going to shot in the neck, what? I'm sorry. Troopers stopped the woman after she drove about 16 miles and found her with an AR-15 rifle and a 9mm handgun. She was arrested and booked in the Holmes County Jail. She was charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and improper discharge of the firearm. Florida Patrol didn't provide details about bail or Cecilyn's legal representation. Everyone posts, because they allow comments on news sites.
Right.
One goes, why am I not surprised this happened in Florida?
I'm telling you, it's the fish.
Someone goes, is she on drugs?
It's the fish.
It has to be.
It's gotta be the fish.
Yeah, it's gotta be the fish.
And someone gets upset because it says, headline says, Florida woman. We have enough of our own. We don't need to claim George's of one of ours.
Yeah, I can see that too.
I could definitely, I can see that. Worst part is I was working during the eclipse.
So was I.
So I couldn't be out driving somewhere.
He was driving home partially.
I was driving home during the eclipse. And that was weird.
How it just magically turned dark?
It wasn't dark. It was kind of a...
Like a dawn like area. Dawn or dusk.
It was like a dusk, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest fucking thing I've ever seen.
But it only lasts maybe 2 minutes.
It was 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
A little bit longer than 2 minutes.
It went by so fast.
4 minutes and 23 seconds, which is longer than Aaron Rodgers lasted as a Jet.
Wow.
I figured it lasted a little bit longer than that even. I figured right around 6 or 7.
No, but
it wasn't that long.
See, the thing of it is that day was a weird fucking day because I went into the break room for first break. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And all is good. I go in for lunch. We've got 5 big picture windows in our break room. And then the door going out to the parking lot that the employees come in.
Okay.
All over the windows, on all 5 of them, and on the door, big signs. Do not look at the sun. It could cause minimal to permanent eye damage. I've got a picture of it.
Yeah, I think you posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
How many times did you look at the sun?
I didn't. But I mean, it was literally, it was that.
Yeah.
In every fucking window.
The funny thing is, they posted a...
And then I got thinking about it.
They did post those kind of signs at our front doors.
Well, but then I got thinking about it, and I stopped, and I thought about all the people I work with. And then suddenly, it made sense.
See, we only had to have it on the doors when you go in and out of the building. Because if you look dead out of the glass windows, they're actually tinted.
Yeah, these weren't tinted. Our break room windows aren't tinted.
Ours are. Because they want... You can still see out in them.
Right.
But you can tell it's very shaded. So... It really didn't matter.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, we've got retards.
Well,
I'm not saying all of our, but I mean, you question some of them.
Every fucking window?
Okay, ours didn't do that. So we've got special people, but not that kind of special people.
So yeah, that was interesting. It tells me everything I need to know about the firm.
Hey, our firm actually gave out fucking glasses to people.
Okay, now that's actually kind of cool.
They did. And I love that fact because they handed it out.
I wish my work would have.
But at the same time, as much as I love people.
You don't like people. I get it.
There are some that decided to take it off. And I'm like, well, if you go blind... Is that the firm's fault?
No.
Or is it just you being retarded?
It's them being retarded.
Because we were able to go see it, but we had to be off, technically, outside of the firm. So when we went out, we were up on the just the parking lot.
Parking lot
is
still part of the firm, though.
Technicalities, that's why I was just like...
It's a private parking lot, so it is technically still part of the firm.
Actually, we rent that building. It's not owned by the firm.
Ooh.
See, now that...
Now it clicks. Okay.
Yeah. It's not... we never owned it. We should fucking own that building. But we don't own that building.
Okay.
But anyway, apparently I know this person in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Here in Wisconsin, so everybody Milwaukee. Knows. Everybody understands where we're going.
Home of Laverne and Shirley.
I always think of... I'm glad you think of Laverne and Shirley, though. I'm sitting here, I'm like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, that too.
The Brewers.
He had five guys before they were popular.
Right.
He had more than five guys, but yeah. I mean, apparently I knew this guy. I didn't know I knew this person. Not even going to try to hide it. The name doesn't sound familiar.
But back in the day, he might have gone by something different.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, it's possible.
To be honest, I could care less if I knew people from back then sometimes. And I'm like,
wow.
There ain't nothing good about that high school. So, all right, a Milwaukee man, because he lives in Milwaukee now, clearly.
And he is a man. Unless no. He identifies as a fruit.
Or a
pooboy. A mermaid.
Or a pooboy. A who?
A mermaid.
A
pooboy. A mermaid?
I don't know. I don't know what he fucking identifies. That's not my problem.
Bubba's bitch now.
Yeah. Yeah. So a Milwaukee man was formally charged on Friday, April 12th. Today. In connection to the death of a 19-year-old Sade Robinson. This is where prosecutors accused the 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson of first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson of property other than a building. Can you ask? Go ask Janelle. Say more, peace.
Nope, her.
What do you want, baby? More?
Can you say more, please?
Silence. That was clear.
According to investigators, preliminary DNA analysis found Robinson's severed leg was found at Warminton Park in Cudahy.
Cudahy?
Cudahy.
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 Milwaukee, Cudahy, Puerto.
It was all over.
Yeah, it sounds good. It sounds good.
The day after she'd been seen last.
I don't want to know what he was doing with the other.
A criminal complaint alleges Anderson intentionally killed, then dismembered Robinson with the intent to conceal the homicide. The defendant did tremendous amount of work trying to cover up the crime, including lighting Miss Robinson's vehicle on fire, said the assistant district attorney, Ian Vance Curson. Sorry if I mispronounced that motherfucker's name, but I'm going to try.
Curson?
Curson. C-U-R-Z-A-N. Curson is what I'm going with.
Curson.
Sure. Yeah. The allegations in the complaint are abhorrent? I don't know. I've never used this word. This is new to me. A-B-H-O-R-R-E-N-T.
Sure.
I've never heard of that word.
I haven't either.
It is the highest level of violence imaginable.
Use the word,
Julio. Where's the bell?
You want this or the can?
Oh, I already had two of the cans. Fuck, my arm is stuck.
Excuse me.
It sounds like a personal issue here.
Hold on, I gotta get my fucking. Ah, there it is.
Again. It is the highest.
She's going to kill me.
Oh, I bet. The highest level of violence imaginable. It was an emotional day in court from the Robinsons family, who sat and listened to the gruesome details surrounding the 19-year-old woman's death. This sick son of a... Explicit. I love how they say that in the paperwork.
Explicit son of a bitch.
Is going to pay. Said Sahina Scarborough, Robinson's mother. I mean, Sahina's a pretty woman.
Yes, yeah, she is.
A very pretty woman.
Use your words, dear. Not cutting it.
With it's me. For Crystal.
Yeah. It's interesting.
You gonna spank me later?
Maybe.
Woohoo!
Now that Anderson is charged, the family wants a conviction. I mean, granted, you can be charged with anything until you're convicted. It means nothing.
Right.
But why? Why'd you come out? Just hiss at people.
Thank you.
Bye. This is okay. Blah, 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 blah. Barely speaking above a whisper,
what?
And fighting back tears. What?
It's right there.
What?
No, you're not playing with the cat. You gotta go potty?
Go potty, baby. Scarborough is pushing forward for her daughter. This justice is for Sade. Who the explicit would do something like this to my beautiful baby.
Fuck.
Bingo. Sade was more than a person. Hi, she was an angel.
Hi, Lori.
Not having her right now is very painful, said David Scarborough, Robinson's uncle. Imagine trying to bury your niece with nobody for the service.
Oof.
I need justice for Sade. Anderson's attorney tried to get the first degree intentional homicide charge dismissed, arguing there is not enough evidence. A request was denied.
Well, no body, no evidence.
Court records show his cash bond was set at $5 million today.
Damn.
Okay. Severed 10% leg.
10% of that.
It's like five.
500. 500K. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
More than I'm making off.
Fuck, no man is worth that. I'm going to tell you that. Fuck you. The dick ain't that good. Bye. Start selling yourself on a stripper coil, bitch. Anyway. If anybody would want it.
I'm sure there's some little 3-foot midget that would want it.
So, on average, there are more women simping for people that are put away for murder than anything else. Do you know what simping is? Before I say anything further. Women that feel that need to be with that man, that are sexually attractive to people in prison.
Mm-hmm. The bad boy.
That'll never come out. That's how a lot of these people find their true love. What? Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, he'd be the one in prison.
What?
You're the one that stabbed somebody with a bottle.
Mason jar. Let's get this correct. I have no shame in it. I do it again.
So we do not give Crystal whiskey of any kind.
Well, I can be some shasty bitch. Anyway.
I prefer I don't want any ER visits. I've already exceeded my limit.
I feel like that's fair. Well, severed leg found. According to the Milwaukee complainant, still you exceeded your amount for the year. Calm down. The Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office and Cudahy Police Department were all called to Warnett Park Tuesday night, April 2nd, after finding a human leg near the beach.
It just washed up on the shore.
Sounds like a case either SVU or Criminal Minds.
Yeah, right.
I thought somebody threw away their Kentucky Fried.
I'm like, oh, you know, they
found a greasy leg on the beach.
If someone were to say, hey, there's a leg up on the beach, I'm thinking one of those, you know, what the fuck is that called? Amputated leg and it just fucking fell off someone. It's just there.
Prosthetic.
Thank you.
Not to be confused with prostitute.
Sometimes I wonder.
Sometimes you probably find them dead, washed up on the beach too.
I don't know.
There's nothing.
Out of the mouth.
Excuse you.
The hell was that?
There's nothing saying that a prostitute can't have prosthetic legs, and they ain't washed up on a beach somewhere.
Well, no, they got to get rid of the crab somehow. Set them free in the water.
So wrong. Anyway. So the person who called the authorities said the leg was just north of Warmont Pump House, roughly two-thirds of the way down a bluff towards the water's edge. That's actually quite descriptive.
Yeah, exactly.
If that's a call, okay. Investigators got a video from Cudahy High School that showed just before 3 a.m. a vehicle drove the video. It says a vehicle drove the video frame. Mind you, I think they said drove into, but it says the. Apparently.
Well, it is in Milwaukee.
Exactly. And headed east on the parkway towards the road to the pump house. The complainants states the vehicle did not make a southbound or a northbound turn once reaching the intersection nearest the service road before disappearing from the footage. Consistent with the vehicle driving down the road that leaves the pump house. Okay. Damage to the gate at Warnemont Park. So it must have damaged and hit the gate or something. Employees of Cudahy Water Department reported damage to the service gate after the evening of April 1st and before the morning of April 2nd. You know it's before your birthday.
What?
April 2nd is when the damage is really starting. The body was missing. April 2nd.
Okay.
Our child's birthday. Birthday, yeah. The complainant states the damage was consistent with a vehicle ramming the gate to get through. Oh, I'm smart.
You are smart.
A smart.
No, you is smart.
I is smart. The complainant said the video footage from the pump house showed at 3:02 on April 2nd, a human figure was seen going down the bluff to beach level. The figure appeared to be... Sorry, I screwed that up. The figure appeared to make multiple attempts to walk between the beach and the pump house's service drive. Around 4:30 a.m., the vehicle that entered the closed gate left the park and headed westbound. Oh, that was a lot. Sayed Robinson missing. I know, right? Sayed Robinson missing. Robinson was reported missing at Milwaukee Police District 5 around 9 p.m. on April 2nd. Officers went to Robinson's home to do a welfare check, according to the complaint, but didn't find her. Clearly. Officers then reached out to the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office to make sure that they were aware of the missing persons report. Also on April 2nd, Milwaukee Fire Department was also called to the area of 29th and Lisbon for a car fire around 7:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities used the car's license plate to find out it belonged to Robinson, per the complainant. The detective spoke with Robinson, a friend of Robinson, who remembered Robinson had Life 360 app. FYI, so do I. When checking the Life 360 app, the friend saw Robinson's phone appeared to be in Walmart Park around 4:30 a.m. April 2nd. Mind you, there are a shit ton of videos on this account, which drives me crazy. Maxwell Anderson identified. Investigators checked Robinson's phone records. The complainant states the records showed an association between one of the numbers being texted and Maxwell S. Anderson. Anderson also provided that number during a booking process, which led to authorities identifying Anderson's residence. If you're going to commit murder, don't give the same address, same number. Just saying. That's kind of stupid. That complaint states Robinson and Anderson met at Twisted Fisherman, a restaurant on Canal Street, the night of April 1st. The owner of the restaurant told investigators Anderson was a former employee there. A bartender at the restaurant said Robinson and Anderson were served and appeared to have a casual conversation before leaving together. Car fire, body parts found. After authorities identified Robinson's car as the one set on fire in Milwaukee, investigators canvassed the area. The complaint states near 31st and Glenna, a detective found a human foot in a wooded area near train tracks.
Does the foot have a shoe or a boot on it?
I don't know.
Cinderella!
You're missing something.
Wait, literally.
If the foot fits, literally.
God, it's terrible.
So you got to fit the shoe to the foot and the foot to the person.
Or the foot to the leg. And the
what
leg
do you want, baby? Okay.
Yeah, that's you're right, drink bitch. Okay, so that's...
I watched too much crime.
Yeah. I don't know what you said.
So that's what it is, Crystal. You got to match the shoe to the foot to the leg, and the leg to the person.
Is this what you want?
To the person that's rushing
away.
Hopefully,
I can't do anymore. I can't do anymore, kid. I tried.
The coach, I can give you this.
There. I got it. It's all right. We got this.
That's not the magic one, though.
Magic ones are good.
No, magic it's weird. Ones in our room.
So, the train tracks had bordered a nearby playground. The foot and the leg found at Walmart Park appeared to be from the same individual. Other human flesh was also identified in the area. Doesn't say what that is.
You know, that's just taking pocket pussy to a whole new level.
For all we know, it could be. It just says...
Look, she's got her mom's lips.
Oh, that was raunchy. Investigators later searched Robinson's burned car. According to the complainant, a remnant of an iPhone.
Remnants.
No, it says remnant.
Remnants. Boy, this...
Whoever's writing this is fucking me up. It says remnant instead of remnant. Remnants. Now it's going to be harder for me to say.
You got
to
remember, we're not fluent in Milwaukee's.
Milwaukee's.
That's what's fucking me up, and I'm not fluent in Milwaukee. A remnant of an iPhone, consistent with the type.
It's like my buddy Charles. It's like Charles. You got to speak Chuckanese. Apparently, we don't speak what Milwaukee is.
Although you tried to make that work, it didn't.
Yeah, I tried.
So, consistent with the type of iPhone Robinson was known to have, was among the items recovered.
Dum, dum, dum. Among.
Thing is, you gotta think, the accident happened the first. Guy was charged the 12th. He sucked at it. fucking sucked. Investigators obtained the video from Milwaukee County Transit System bus that showed someone walking by from the fire that was beginning to burn in the parking slab behind the building of the corner of 30th and Lisbon, the complainant states. As the bus passed by, the person who was walking away from the fire at 7:30 on April 2nd. The person appeared to be a white male wearing dark pants, a dark gray hooded top. Wow, you could have just said hoodie. It would have made whatever. Carrying a tan-colored backpack with tan straps that appeared to be full.
Milwaukee, people had to be so complex.
That was definitely complex enough.
I'm taking my pocket pussy home. Thank you very much.
Yeah. As the bus continued,
it's even got the boobs with it.
As the bus continued to drive westbound on Lisbon Avenue,
the wheels on the bus go round and round.
The burning of Robinson's car was clearly visible. The complainant said the person who appeared to have witnessed the car being set on fire can be heard on the surveillance video from a nearby food mart yelling, "He did that." Oh my God, if you're going to burn something and commit a murder, don't leave witnesses. What in the fuck?
Oh, I did it, I did it, I did it, I did it.
First off, if you're going to burn a car, please don't burn it in Milwaukee or Cudahy. There's too many fucking people. Oh, Jesus.
What? They're cute.
That person also began yelling for someone to call the fire department. Well, no shit. Detectives then saturated the area looking for the surveillance footage that would capture the person with a tan backpack.
The guy who was screaming, "I did it, I did it, I did it."
No, he did it. Not I did it. He did it.
So he's talking about himself in third person.
No, some other guy was yelling at him. Detectives then saturated the area looking for a surveillance footage that would capture the person in the tan backpack. Detectives learned that person eventually got on Milwaukee County Transport System bus. Don't go on there. Just
now,
don't.
If you lost an appendage, you're going to bleed unless you give a tourniquet to sever the bleed.
He's not bleeding. I want to know why he has no defensive wounds on this girl.
Right.
I feel like drugs were involved.
A lot. The hardcore drugs, yeah.
But anyway. So he got on the bus at 8:12 a.m. on April 2nd. The bus then headed south on 35th Street, which was toward Anderson's home, according to the complainant. When Anderson arrived in his neighborhood, surveillance video... Surveillance video from a nearby home showed him going through his back gate from the alley. The complainant says his dark hooded top and tan backpack appeared to be full and were visible in the videos. Sheriff's detective stopped Anderson's SUV around 1:15 on April 4th. He was arrested on 38th and Lakefield, a few blocks away from his home at the time. So, that is all I got. I want to know, was the backpack full? If so, what the fuck was in it? It made me think of that whole Seven.
That is a fucked up movie.
I love that movie.
It was good. It was a
fucking great movie.
It was all right. But it was still a fucked up movie.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's mentally supposed to fuck with you.
It was a mentally fucky.
But it was a great movie.
You know what else was good, too, that I seen? It's not a scary movie or whatever. You know, not like Seven or anything. Fucking Shutter Island.
That's a good movie, too.
That is fucked up.
The thing is, it messes with you because you think he's somebody he's not. Because you're like, he's a detective.
It's
da-da-da.
Like Sam, Silence of the Lambs.
This is true. And then you find out he's actually just a person in there. And they're all trying to get him back, and he's fucked up in the head. That was a fucked up movie.
It was, but it was good.
It's like the butterfly effect.
I don't think I've ever seen that one, honestly.
The mist. Mist was a good one, too. But, yeah.
The fog was better.
Like Ashton Kutcher in The Butterfly Effect, he plays different scenarios if he would have chosen one thing different in his life. So, if you decided never to ask your wife to marry you, your ex-wife.
Mothman,
yeah. You would have jumped somewhere else. And he would relive each of these choices. And each of these choices had a different outcome, too. The butterfly effect. That one situation will change your life. It was it's a really good movie. But you've got to be prepared for 1 minute you're this kid setting a mailbox on fire.
To so now it's kind of like a quantum leap.
Yeah.
Okay.
To the next time, dude's in a wheelchair. It just bounces. But you got to be prepared for that. And it's a good movie.
Bouncy, 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 Birdo.
Birdo.
So you actually knew this person.
Apparently I did.
How'd you find that out?
People were posting it on Facebook, and I'm like, do I know this person? Because it's people that I went to school with. I'm like, once I actually talk to you. They're like, yeah, you fucking know who this person is. What I gotta do? He's like, yeah, we went to high school with him. I did?
Well, just because you went to high school with him doesn't mean you know that person.
Thing is, I choose not to remember half of the people from high school.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we went to high school with that person. Yeah, and there was like 1,600 kids in the high school. I'm supposed to know fucking every one of them.
The thing is, we were in the same grade. And
again, there's 400 and some students in the average high school class.
Yeah, in today's day and age.
At the time, there was 250. But apparently I was supposed to know these people. I'm like, I don't remember who this person is, but okay.
Well,
but then again, unless this person has done something significant in my life in high school, I don't remember who this is.
Right, right, right.
Like, I went to school with Andrew Weber. And I was like, who's that? He has his own band right now. I know who he is. Like, me and him still talk occasionally. But
nice.
That's still... I'll still talk to him, but I go...
What are you doing, shithead?
Eating the wood frame of the...
Well, fucking tree. Pound on the couch or something.
I have. She doesn't listen to me. It requires you yelling at her. Knock it off.
Your cat.
Going stuffing out from the couch because she can't get her way.
Don't do it.
How did I get slapped?
Oh, she's gonna hide underneath the table is her other hiding spot. And she'll creep back and underneath.
We're going anyway. Pussy hunting.
Pretty much.
Kind of, huh?
We're gonna eat roast kitty next week.
Yeah, pussy's pussy. Just saying.
But that's where people like you know, I hung out with the crowd that he hung out with. I don't know who I hung out with. Half the time I was an asshole in high school. I don't fucking know.
Right. Well, you know, the Dungeons and Dragons movie that came out not yes. too long ago. I actually went to high school and actually personally have talked to the guy that wrote the screenplay.
Oh, so that's cool.
Yeah, that is actually pretty neat. He probably won't remember me, but I remember him.
And I think that's where it comes down to some of the time. If you don't communicate with this person regularly...
They're not going to know, yeah.
One person or the other is going to forget who you are until something bigger comes out. Gotta be like, oh yeah, I had this conversation back in high school with you, and bitch, I don't remember who you were.
Knocked it off.
All I hear is
get up.
Someone's about to get slapped.
Need some help?
I don't see a black pussy running. Yep, I hear her now.
You were told. If you can't get your way, you're not
going to
destroy
Dad's
couch.
That sounds like too much fun.
Again. Penguin! Are you happy now?
She was saying penguin earlier.
Yeah, but she says it better when she sees it.
Unusual.
There.
But that's all I have.
That was a quick... But that's okay. We need some quickies once in a while.
I did two Florida stories and a quickie from Milwaukee.
I know.
Which I'm kind of curious to see how well that rabbit hole goes, because I wonder what was in his backpack, because they keep fucking mentioning it. So you know there's something in there that shouldn't be.
Kind of like Pulp Fiction with that box.
Oh, God.
Say what again?
Yeah, right?
So there's got to be something to do with it. Whether there's parts of her body in there.
I'm telling you, he took the pocket pussy home.
Because, like, in some of the other articles, I read that they were in a relationship together.
I got nothing.
So that is a strong possibility. I don't know if I would take it out of somebody.
Look like, Why do I just picture Star Wars Chewbacca carrying C-3PO in the backpack? I'm just saying.
I just say a lot of times, and that don't cut it with you, me, so why should it with you?
Because I'm going to look real quick. He has longer, he has some decently blonde hair. Maybe it's not blonde. Maybe it's red. Hold on.
He could have changed it. Could have dyed it.
Maybe it's like a strawberry blonde, so you get the idea.
Okay.
Not quite carved up, but not quite.
Right.
Yeah.
Dirty blonde.
New today, 33-year-old Maxwell Anderson goes from a person of interest to the man charged with the death of 19-year-old Sade Robinson. It's a gruesome case Sade, that started 10 days ago with the discovery of a human leg in Warnemont Park. And we do have team coverage for you this morning. Zoe Chapala learned more about the in-depth investigation by Milwaukee law enforcement. But we'll start with Fox 6's Durante Matthews, who was in court for Anderson's appearance this morning. And Durante, you also spoke to the family of Sade Robinson.
I did, and it was a very, very difficult day for her family and family
of Hold on.
Sade Robinson in court today. Many of them were in tears.
I'm going to show you the picture of the news reporter. One of them. Tell me he don't look like he may be 20.
He might be. Who cares?
And he sure the fuck doesn't sound like his balls dropped. But...
walking out of court, and a lot of them were shaking, sitting behind the man who's accused of killing Sade.
I was just going to say, he identifies as Doug.
Now, his charges were read in court today. Now, that includes first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson. Now, if convicted, that first-degree intentional homicide charge...
Honey, he's going to be convicted. Calm down.
...the rest of his life. But today in court, his attorney actually tried to get that homicide charge dismissed, saying that there's not enough physical evidence to prove it, but the judge dismissed it. Prosecutors say back on April 1st, on Monday...
Oh, take a breath.
...and Robinson were going out for...
So you can see the redness in his beard, but his hair's blonde.
Kind of looks like Opie from...
Oh, you did not bring Sons of Anarchy into this. Sir!
He did.
Paul, look at him!
He went there.
Kind of, actually.
Yeah!
I'm not okay with that.
They went back to Anderson's home on South 39th Street sometime after 9 o'clock. Prosecutors say it's between that time and 12:45 in the morning that Anderson killed her. They say he then dismembered her body and scattered them at different parts around the county. Police found her leg foot and other human remains in different areas last week. And police arrested Anderson on April 6th during a traffic stop. Now, we did speak with Robinson's family. They gave us a brief statement after court.
Sade was more than a person. She was an angel. Not having her right now is very painful.
He looks familiar, actually.
We need justice for Sade. Me and my family would never be okay. My sister and parents won't stop shaking, and it ain't because they're nervous. Imagine trying to bury
the uncle
with nobody for the service.
He just looks familiar.
I have nothing more to say.
Well, you go on, buddy.
And prosecutors did say that there are still parts of Sade's body that are still missing. Today, a judge said Anderson's cash bond at $5 million, but his attorney tried to get that lower to $500,000. That was later dismissed. Anderson is due back in court on April 22nd. Live outside of the Milwaukee County Courthouse, Durante.
I feel like that was quicker than anything else.
Another question, actually, if you don't mind, very quickly here. We heard from the uncle there. You could hear the pain and anger in his voice. You also spoke to Sade Robinson's mother. What did she have to say after court?
So she essentially echoed the same sentiments as the uncle did, how she really wants justice for her daughter. Now, she was in a very understandably emotional state, and a lot of the words that she used are not really appropriate for television. Mm-hmm. But in a sense, she's very angry at Anderson, and more than anything, she
motherfucker, do you blame her? Back.
No, not at all.
I understand the furor there. Durante Matthews.
You're lucky the motherfucker made it into the courtroom.
Now, while that was playing out in court, law enforcement officials held a press conference in Wauwatosa detailing their investigation, which again began 10 days ago, April 2nd, with the discovery of that leg and also the report that Sade Robinson was missing. And Zoe Chapala joins us now. After hearing from the county sheriff and the police chief, there is so much information and detail in the criminal complaint, yet still this gap towards the end, Zoe. What still don't we know?
You don't know where the rest of her body is. I really don't have to play the rest of that. But you went Sons of Anarchy, and I should slap the fuck out you for that.
Not my fault. He looked like Opie.
Honestly, that explains why he's gotten laid and why he got a beautiful girl. But that's not the point. I'm just saying that explains a lot.
I got nothing on that one, honestly.
I feel like if they were in a relationship, she found him somewhere. There's got to have been red flags to the family.
Possibly.
There's red flags for everything. I've got a red flag. He just ignores it.
Oh, I feel better. I have a red flag, too. I have a bunch of them.
Your fish is, like, going retarded?
No, it's nighttime.
Yeah, but typically they don't go attacking the glass.
Who knows? They're having fun.
They don't go full retard.
No. Not this tank. I have babies in my office tank.
I know, you were posting. Does anybody want some?
I have a shitload. Because I found more.
Because they're reproducing like rabbits, so you need to take mama and papa and separate them.
Now they're not anymore because I got the males in that tank and the females are in this tank. But there is one specific one I'm going to keep in there, one of the babies, because I think that they crossbred between
fish.
Species.
Yeah.
Because I have one, the baby that's almost all red with a little bit of yellow and black spots, which looks like one of the males that's in the tank there.
Mm-hmm.
The black and the yellow portion of it. And I got three other ones in that tank that are like a burnt red. And this fry is the burnt red with black and yellow on it.
Oh.
He's actually kind of fucking cool looking. Well, it's kind of cool looking.
I bet.
So the rest of them. She's out.
So much for getting some tonight, huh?
Yeah, no shit. It's all right. Done it before.
I keep trying to tell him he can start doing that again. He won't love that.
Well, no, he's got your hand.
Dude, I found something on Facebook, but it was a pumpkin saying, okay, now I want a pumpkin pie. And all you see is this pumpkin like this, and the seeds are coming out of the bottom. Like, his eyes are wide.
Did you see my corn butterer that I posted on Facebook?
I think so.
You got to get him a corn butterer.
He needs something.
Or a vacuum cleaner.
The vacuum cleaner. I saw the video where the girl's like, so you guys went out to the club last night. And he goes, are you mad? She goes, no, I'm not mad. She goes and turns on the vacuum cleaner and the hose was up here already. And all you hear is him scream. I'm like, fuck, Poe would kill me. Thing is, I wouldn't have to worry about sliding it up this dude's pants leg because he sleeps naked. I could just go right there and, am I mad?
Ow. You got the extra small attachment, the crevice tool.
I could shove the crevice tool in his pee hole. That sounds painful.
It does. Well, since two of the four of us are passed out,
we have that one's out too.
Yay!
I'll leave her here for you.
No! We're getting up too early in the morning.
What's too early?
Hmm?
What's too early?
You won't be up.
Fuck, if I could sleep in, it'd be nice. But I'll be sleeping in by the time he comes home anyway. But we should probably call it wraps because he does have to go to work.
So, sorry it's a short one tonight, guys, but we appreciate it. 9,000... I forgot to...
311.
9,311. That's awesome. Keep it up. We'll be back next week from Studio A. So, have a great night. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people. Till next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. Good night, fuckers.
Hey, did you ever figure out how to get us posted on YouTube with the video and everything?